Ohio is 1,600 miles from the U.S. southern border, but the policies and practices there are playing out here daily. The Cleveland Immigration Court has a caseload numbering in the thousands. Ohio jails and private prisons are collecting millions of dollars to house immigrants. And immigrant families who have lived in Ohio for years are planning their departures. We have more now on Ohio's place in the national debate.
Responsible for all the inmate funds.
On one wall of the commissary in the Geauga County Jail, across from the ramen noodles and orange gym shoes, is a rack with a half dozen suitcases. Each contains the worldly possessions of someone about to be deported. Jail Administrator Kathy Rose says the bags are one sign departure is just weeks, days, even hours away. Another sign is the last visit she arranges between those facing deportation and their families.
And then they get to sit in one of those multi-purpose rooms with that person. But we're very clear on the rules.
Hugs are allowed, but no more. Rose acknowledges it's tough to witness. Geauga is one of five Ohio lockups housing immigrants awaiting asylum claims or facing deportation. The others are Seneca, Butler, and Morrow counties, and the private prison in Youngstown. Since September of 2017, the five facilities have been routinely housing 500 to 600 people in ICE custody. Geauga Sheriff Scott Hildenbrand says his 182-bed jail has more space than it needs for local cases, so it's fiscally responsible to open the doors to ICE detainees. It's worth more than $1 million a year to the county, and he notes his jail began housing immigrants before Donald Trump's immigration policies took effect.
Immigration sends us the detainees, and we house them for them. It's not our job to figure out if that was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do.
Geauga generally houses 40 to 50 people each day. Nearly all are men. Most have no previous criminal records, and most face final orders of deportation. The facility bears no resemblance to the images of squalid and overcrowded border camps.
Obviously, this is our kitchen, right?
Jail Administrator Lieutenant Rose shows off open dorms, rec rooms, and a medical clinic as well.
Regardless of if they're out of common pleas, muni courts, if we're holding them for another agency, their immigration, they're all human beings. So we do everything the same.
But there are differences. We step into a room with a single chair in front of a small screen. This is immigration court.
The federal court in Cleveland has a video connection with us, so they dial in on the mornings that we have court.
Interpreters are patched in, and technically this is a civil proceeding. So unlike in criminal cases, detainees get no lawyer unless they pay for them or find a volunteer, like Elizabeth Knowles Immigration Clinic at the University of Akron. It specializes in asylum cases, people who under international and U.S. law can show that returning to their home countries could be, literally, deadly. They account for less than 5% of the cases in Ohio. Knowles outlines a labyrinth of a process that usually ends in rejection.
They have to fear returning to their home country because of persecution by a government actor based on their race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or that they're a member of a particular social group, and that they cannot avail themselves of the protection of their own government. It's a long definition, but it's a narrow definition.
On a broader level, Knowles acknowledges problems with the immigration system preceded President Trump, but says they've grown worse. More backlogs, less judicial discretion, and a tone that dehumanizes all immigrants, whether they're openly seeking asylum or slipped without authorization into the country 20 years ago. In all, more than 4,000 new deportation cases are expected to be filed with the Cleveland Immigration Court this fiscal year. If trends hold, more than 80% will end with people being shipped out. People like Petrona, who requested we use only her first name. She tells her story through an interpreter. Her husband and their young son, Sam, had entered the U.S. without authorization about 4 years ago. She says gangs in Guatemala were threatening to kill them if he didn't turn over his trucking business. She joined her husband 2 years later, and they now have a 2-year-old American-born daughter. But her husband was taken into ICE custody during one of his regular check-ins and deported. Sam, now 12, an avid Fortnite and soccer player, and the navigator of the immigration process for his mother, remembers the day.
I cried and I think I didn't eat for like a week.
Sam's mother still attends her ICE check-ins, but she's also expecting deportation and making arrangements to take her son back to a country he barely remembers and her daughter to a place she's never been. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.